Like 10 years ago, it was so easy. In the morning, you had a newspaper and maybe some radio. Then you may switch on your TV. Now it's totally different. My news consumption in the morning is, the first thing I do is I'm checking emails. Not really answering, but kind of sort it out. Then I check my Twitter feeds, because that's my friends, that's some interesting news about the stuff I'm doing. Second is I check usually then Channel News Asia on my iPhone. There's an application for that. So I get some Asian news. Next is the Time application on my iPhone. So I got some news from the US. And then I'm checking Welt.de, which is a German website, about the latest German news. You may see that there's no real Vietnamese news in. That's a problem, because I have to go to a website which is not really accessible, or it is accessible by iPhone, but it's not really convenient. Like Tanyan News or Vietnam News, they provide information, or Vietnam Bridge, but it's just not a pleasure to read on the iPhone. So that's why I don't really get it there. I get some information through Twitter. Vietnam Bridge, they have a Twitter account. And of course, I subscribe to the printed version of Tanyan News weekly. So every Friday, I have a real printed newspaper in my mailbox. What I really love, I still love printed newspapers. It's not so much about that I don't like it. It's just not really available in Vietnam right now. Only the weekly edition. We had the Vietnam News as a daily newspaper, but that really sucks. Tanyan News is way better, but they are only weekly now. That's my news consumption. What about yours?